The interesting thing from an outsider's point of view, listening to the album again, is that you intrinsically and instinctively knew what was ahead. It's like you were sending yourself a message with the opening speech on Building Steam. Have you ever thought about that? Like, if you listen to the words of the speech that you sample, where it talks about, I made a few mistakes, but I just cleared them up. That's the process, right? And then, I still have a long way to go. You know, I'm a student of the drums.
I'm a student of the drums.
I'm also a teacher of the drums. You set the whole life up. Like, you might freak out about this, but I'm still here learning. I don't have any answers.
All of my favorite artists failed out of the gate, all of them. And some of them are really obscure and you don't know it happened, but it did.
Yeah.
And also in that is all of my favorite artists have shown a willingness to stay in class and build and learn. And I used to love, one of my favorite MCs of all time is Guru. Recently, it occurred to me when we were talking about, I was talking about Gab's passing with somebody, Gift of Gab from Blackalicious. And what occurred to, we were talking about the deeply personal writing. And it occurred to me that the only MC I had done, or I had heard come anywhere close to that kind of, you know, personal, just saying things in a record that are so relatable because they're so specific to him,
yeah,
is Guru.
No way you'll never make it. Come with the week. I break kids, step into my zone, mad rhymes will stifle ya. Lines like rifles go blast when I kick some ass. A lot of rappers be like one-time wonders. Couldn't say a fly rhyme if there was one right under their noses. I hate those motherfucking poses, but I'm so real to them it's scary. And with my unique skills, nah, you can't compare me. And no, we don't make whack tracks. And all the suckers get pushed back when I'm kicking real facts. I represent set up like a tech boy. You're paranoid cause you're a son like Elroy. And you'd be happy as hell to get a record deal. Maybe a soul you'd sell to have mass appeal.
So when I talk about the fact that I love rap and have always loved rap, that's one of the things I've loved. I mean, I learned how to, on so many levels, relate to music through rap, to think about the world around me through rap, to understand aspects of myself through rap, because I was growing up.
Yeah.
You know, that was the music I was listening to when I was 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, you know, up to today.
Yeah.
So I just think that ultimately when I listen to Introducing and what you've kind of hinted at, that you sense about it, it really was just, I wanted to contribute so profoundly, and I knew that the only way I could do that was to be me.
Insight, foresight, more sight. The clock on the wall reads a quarter past midnight.
It was just interesting. It was interesting the way New York hip-hop people related to the record or didn't. It was so interesting the way Bay Area people related to the record or didn't. And I actually always relished the opportunity to have somebody try to pull my card in that era, whether it was a journalist or another artist. I loved, because that's also part of hip hop.
Yeah,
totally. It's also part of being a DJ. It's like,
prove yourself, show yourself.
Yeah, take it. Show and prove.
No one's gonna give you a seat at the table.
Right.
You gotta take it.